This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
7:48, Friday the 19th of August, and you're listening to The Morning Run. Now, the de facto law minister, Dato' Sri Wan Junaidi, said that the mending the federal constitution to provide citizenship to overseas-born children through their Malaysian mothers is beyond the powers of the government. He said a constitutional amendment would require the involvement of the Conference of Rulers and that the government would only decide on its next course of action once a federal court ruling is made on the matter.
The Court of Appeal earlier this month overturned the 2021 landmark decision of the High Court in Kuala Lumpur, which ruled that Malaysian mothers have the same right as Malaysian fathers to confer citizenship by operation of law to children born overseas. Now, the affected mothers and rights group Family Frontiers, which kickstarted the legal battles, stressed that they would not be deterred and would continue the fight before the federal court.
So for some thoughts on the matter and maybe to give us an update in terms of what is happening, we have with us on the line YB Kasturi Pato, Member of Parliament for Batu Kawan. Good morning, Kasturi. Now, why has there been such a pushback against the issue of granting citizenship for overseas-born children of Malaysian mothers?
Good morning. Thank you for having me here this morning. As we know, many MPs, particularly I'd like to mention that all 42 MPs from the DAP support the amendments to the federal constitution to include the word mother, so that fathers and mothers are both can enjoy equal rights in according or passing the Malaysian citizenship to their children born overseas. There has been even a bipartisan stand on it taken by senators in parliament through press conferences. Wanita BN has made their statement as well. Wanita Keadilan has made their statement. Amana stands firm as well together. However, the issue is on the side, on the part of the government, there has not been seen any statements, individual statements by MPs. And the stand by the government, as you had mentioned just now, is that we are waiting for the outcome of the meeting with the Council of Rulers. But I must share with you, on the 2nd of August, to a parliamentary question asked by an MP, an oral question, the matter has already been referred to a pre-council meeting of the Council of Rulers on the 23rd of November last year, and the Council of Rulers has given a nod for a setup of a committee, and the committee has been tasked to produce a report after its study, after its research, within 6 months. Now, this October 23 would be 9 months since the committee has been set up, but we have not heard of the outcome of the report. I also think there has not been enough effort on the part of the government to speak about the issue as it is, should be spoken about. It is not so much an issue of Malaysian mothers who give birth to their children overseas and they delayed in registering their children. And that's why there's a delay in the processing of their documents, which many Malaysians right. tend to think, judging by the conversation on social media.
So YB, just now you were saying there was this committee set up. It was meant to come up with its recommendations in 6 months. It's now month nine. Do you know anything about this committee? Was there any syndication engagement done with yourself or with NGOs about during this committee hearings and sessions?
No, I've not heard of the report or at what stage of the survey or the research that this committee has conducted. However, the Law Minister did meet up with Family Frontiers, and I believe he did also tell them what he said in his press statement, that the government cannot amend the federal constitution while the matter is still in court. I have been speaking to colleagues who are lawyers, and they all have the same opinion that you don't need to wait for the outcome of the appeal of the mothers on the decision made on the 5th of August, which was in favour of the government's appeal. Mm. The government can jolly well go ahead and table an amendment. They can call for an emergency parliamentary sitting. But prior to that, you know, engagement with MPs, discussions with MPs from both sides to ensure that we have a good number of MPs who will turn up on the day of the sitting to vote, because you need a two-thirds majority of MPs to vote in Parliament for an amendment to the federal constitution. And having said that, the ball is in the government's court. Number one, the government does not need to wait for a decision from the federal court now, because it will only be academic at this point. While the mothers in Family Frontiers and other mothers have 30 days to submit an appeal against the decision on the 5th of August, you know, all that is also technical. If the government wants to really put an end to this misery suffered by Malaysian mothers who have given birth to children overseas who have been denied that right to citizenship, unlike the fathers, Malaysian fathers, regardless of who they marry, regardless of where their children are born, the father can, it's an automatic conferring of citizenship. The father puts in an application and within a month or so, you know, he gets a reply to say, yes, it's in process and your child will be Malaysian. In this case, you know, all the government needs to do is to call for a special parliamentary sitting and table the amendments, which will just include the word mother,
okay,
so that the rights and privileges enjoyed by Malaysian fathers will be enjoyed by Malaysian mothers too.
So, Kasturi, at the end of the day, when you boil it down as to why it's not happening, is it just really down to the lack of political will by the government?
I believe so, sadly. I don't understand the government's reasoning in this, especially one answer given in Parliament to say that conferring citizenship to children born overseas to Malaysian mothers would be deemed a threat to national security. Time and time again, parliamentary replies have stressed that the highest award the Malaysian government can give a person is a Malaysian citizenship. Having said that, how do footballers get it just like that after playing for Malaysian teams for a couple of years? How do celebrities, video vloggers get citizenship and offered citizenship by the government? Many footballers had been offered citizenship. They didn't even have to go through what these mothers are going through, the pain that these mothers are going through.
Yeah.
Celebrities, spouses of VVVIPs also have been given citizenship and have taken part in elections, have voted in elections. And these are the mothers who want their children to be called Malaysians. And why is the government so tough on these mothers is really beyond me.
Okay, I have one more question, Kasturi. And you highlighted that earlier, that we need 2/3 of MPs to vote in favour of changing the constitution. Do you know on the ground whether you have enough support from the MPs?
I believe that MPs on Pakatan Harapan would definitely turn up in numbers to vote for the amendment of the federal constitution. I then say how the MPs on the part of the government, you may have individual MPs, perhaps like Nazri or even Datuk Sri Azalina, who might favour voting on an amendment to the federal constitution. But I don't know how other MPs from PAS, from GPS, from Bersatu, from UMNO, and the other component parties and independent MPs would vote on this amendment. I mean, let's look at it objectively. This law doesn't serve any good purpose because it is discriminating in nature. And yes, in the Court of Appeal, two judges deemed that Article 14.1b, which says father, must be plainly and ordinarily read as father. But Article 8 speaks on equality and non-discrimination and has included the word gender through a federal constitution amendment in 2001. So it says that the government in 2001 stressed on the role and the position of gender for mothers. And don't forget, Malaysia is a signatory to CEDAW, the CRC, and also a member of the UN Human Rights Council. You may always argue that these are all international standards and it is not a domestic law. Yes, but you know, it is how the world views Malaysia. Right now, we are amongst 20-odd countries that are that have this kind of discriminating laws against mothers. And these are countries that are going through civil wars, countries that are very low on human rights, very high on human rights violations, and countries that don't respect women, countries that don't respect human rights in general. And we are part of those countries. And I think we really have to buck up. The government needs to take this seriously, put it on the national agenda. It doesn't need to be a manifesto for Barisan Nasional. You are in government now, you are in power now, you have access And you can give instructions to all these government agencies, including the Attorney General. You should do it without wasting any time, with no delay.
Thank you for your time. That was YB Kasturi Pato, Member of Parliament for Batu Kawan, giving us an update as to what's happening when it comes to changing the law so that there won't be discrimination when it comes to conferring citizenship.
I mean, I think the challenge I sense is that to get a two-thirds required to amend the federal constitution is going to be very tough. Because even though you may have the Pakatan Harapan on board, you will have the Waritan Wanita BN, it doesn't sound like the numbers are ready to get that to two-thirds.
Yes, you need two-thirds out of 220 sitting MPs, right?
Sounds
at
difficult.
This moment. It is, and there seems to be a lack of political will, excuses made here and there as to why it cannot be changed. In the meantime, mothers are in a bind. What do they do? You know, their children are here, but they can't be Malaysians. And it just seems very
unfair.
Strange. Very strange. Very unfair in 2022.
I mean, when she
I thought we were all about gender equality. We want that in boards, in companies, in government. But why not this?
On the basic principles of citizenship.
Yes. But up next, we have a quick message. Do you sometimes experience chest pain during exercise or exertion? This could be angina, which may be a symptom of heart disease.
Listen to our conversation with consultant cardiologist Dr. Rafida Abu Bakar, where she will be elaborating on the kind of symptoms to look out for and what to do about it on Health and Living, Monday, 22nd August at 4 p.m. This angina awareness initiative is brought to you by Survey Malaysia. To learn more about stable angina, follow the Angina Awareness Initiative Malaysia Facebook page.
Up next, of course, we got the 8 a.m. news bulletin, followed by The Breakfast Grill, where Philip C speaks to Terry Leong, CEO of World Vision Malaysia, on today, which is International Humanitarian Day. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.